As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sift Spoil. We are going to tell you all the hanging threads, romances, jokes, Easter eggs, cameos, deaths, resurrections, and post-credit sequences.
They all die.
For Escape Room Tournament of Champions. And right into the spoilers. No, not only do they not all die, people who you thought were dead aren't really dead. Because what this movie wants to tell you is, if you didn't see it, it didn't happen. And thanks, movie.
Literally.
What a stupid twist. The worst possible twist for a movie like this.
Here's the thing. I love Deborah Ann Woll. And sure. I thought she was great in the first one.
Sure.
The way they brought her back was horrible.
It's dumb.
After watching it back to back, at the very beginning, you know, where they're having like flashbacks of Deborah Ann Woll talking to Zoe, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I watched them back to back. So I'm like, that dialogue that they're sharing right there, that wasn't in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
They reshot those. I was thinking, so they just reshot those parts so we could have some context. Nope. Well, technically, yeah, they did reshoot so they could have context. They're bringing her back also, which they brought her back, like you said, for the dumbest reason ever. And she is the sole reason and purpose for the thematic elements of this escape room, which makes no bearings. It makes no sense.
It has nothing to do with anybody else.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's just the worst on so many levels. It's the worst because it undermines the stakes of the movies. It completely says, yeah, none of this matters. Nothing matters. We're just bring back whoever we want to bring back. They already kind of pulled the switcheroo with Ben when he, you know, went under the sand or whatever and came back and for them to drown him or whatever. It's just like, why not instead of bringing back people from the first movie, create more characters in your universe that we're going to care about and love? Like,
yeah.
That could have been a different character it's just such a wrong choice on so many levels.
Now I'm questioning, is Deborah Ann Woll actually working for Minos now?
Well, that's what
because
that's what she said.
She said the only reason why she did this was to save her daughter. And then at the end of the movie, she's gone, and we believe that she's giving testimony, or giving her statement.
Right.
But that's the last time we technically ever see her.
Yeah.
So either she was lying about that, and she's been working for Minos the whole time, or she's just gone. I don't know.
I think we're supposed to believe that she was continually – that Minos has her, and she's doing whatever they want her to do. They play a callback to her line in the plane of, it had to be this way. You're never going to escape or something. So it's obviously she knew the whole goal was to get her on the plane, which that's what I was talking about in the main show, being the stupidest thing ever. Minos's whole goal is just to get her on a plane to do the plane escape. Like, it's just like, okay, first of all, that first scene with this could be a clue, this could be a clue, this could be a clue. And it's like, can you make it more obvious? Like, it's just like, it was so frustrating.
This could be a clue. Camera zooms in on the item and just holds there. This could be a clue. Zooms in and holds on in on the item. Yeah. And the psychiatrist lady was like, what is it going to take to get you on that plane?
Like, so bad.
Could you be more pandering that you're the villain, you know, that you work for Minos? It's like, I guess Minos just has an unlimited budget and unlimited reach, and that they're just, I think at the end of this movie, I was thinking.
But why do they want her on that plane? What is the end goal for them? Why does that matter?
Is she just entertaining enough? Like the people who watch these live streams or whatever of these escape rooms.
But you had her
enjoy Zoe so much.
I guess. But you had her in I don't know. Like, what if she dies in the first room? You know, what if she gets electrocuted and dies in the first room? Like, how is it all about her? Why? It's just such a structurally and foundationally, it could have been so much better. Like, even if you're not going to make a completely separate escape room too, right? Where it's like any of the ones that they said they were from, like, you know, we were a group of people who don't feel pain. Imagine what our, escape rooms were like. Well, I have an idea. Why don't you make that movie and then show it? You know what I mean? Like, I forget what some of the other concepts, quote unquote, were.
Oh, the other girl, she was an influencer.
Influencers. You know? Make that movie. That could have been a really interesting concept with some interesting themes about what will you do for attention.
I'll tell you the
attention.
One that I would have been interested in would have been the one with all the priests.
Yes, you know, make like that movie. That's what I'm
that
saying.
That would have been interesting.
Even if you don't make those movies, right? Yeah. If you're going to make this movie, you have to give us some of that background on these characters so that we feel like this stuff makes sense. The fact that it's all about Zoe is... it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and like we said in the show proper, if it's going to be a tournament of champions, make the other people on the same level of intelligence as Zoe.
Yeah.
You know? Ben, I guess you could say, is just a survivor.
Right.
You know, as opposed to like a mental ninja who can like make his way through this. He just survived to the end.
Yeah.
But it's...
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, I was, whenever the girl who had SEPA, who couldn't feel pain, whenever she came up, I'm like, okay, so that's gonna be, you know, a really interesting way for that character to come about, you know, and have a big moment. She held a bottle. She could hold a bottle. You
know? Well, she also, at the they tried to do something in the acid rain at the end where she covered the other girl with her body. I don't know if you noticed that. But again, it's just, I don't know. I really felt like there were just so many missed opportunities to really expand what this universe is. And I don't understand some of it. I don't understand, like, for instance, one of the rooms has two exits, right? And the reason the movie is giving us is that Minos wanted her to think she was escaping, except for she doesn't. She goes right back into an escape room. So how is that any different than if she had taken the other route into that escape room? Like, you know, it's just, it's just stuff like that, that it's, they try to play it off like it's in universe, but it's for us. It's just for us. It's all just to be like, oh, they escaped. No, they didn't. Did you did anybody in the theater think, you know, 45 minutes in that she had really escaped from, you know, when she crawled through that manhole cover, every single person in the theater is going, yeah, those are screens. Yeah, you're still in the escape room. We know it. It's that kind of stuff was so pointless.
And also, how many times are they going to pull that gimmick in the same movie of Zoe thinking she got out, but she's still technically in the game? They did it like three times.
Mm-hmm.
So by that third one on the plane where you think that where they want us to think she's flying back home, but it's painfully obvious that she's still in the game.
Yeah.
That,
it
just doesn't hit.
Yep. So. No, I agree. And as hinted at in the show proper, the idea that we end on the plane in both movies is just like, what? Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You sequel bait the first movie with a plane, and then you do the plane as the sequel bait of the next movie, too? Like, I don't know. There's something about it that's just, it feels so lazy, you know?
But, 100%. Yeah. It was, I think they felt so rushed, possibly, to get a sequel out because they knew that there was a fan base, you know, excited for a sequel, that they didn't put in the time and care that it deserved. I could see, like you said, I could see somebody who really, really enjoyed the first one, like having theories in their head about possible, like, ooh, what could be a room that they have to escape or something like that. Again, the escape rooms in this movie were good. They were really good. But they didn't have a story to back it up.
The only one I didn't like was the beach. On the escape room level, I thought that was a little dumb. I mean, I feel like any good, like, observant, smart person would have looked at the ice shells, like, the first moment they saw them. That was weird. And the danger in that room wasn't even very clearly spelled out. I mean, obviously they were sinking, but why were they sinking? What triggered the sinking? Where was the sinking sand? Why was some sinking sand not sinking sand? Another what? Like, there was no way for me as a member of the audience to really feel like that danger with them or understand it. And then the two exits and all that stuff.
The priest guy going full Wesley in the swamps, you know, you just jumping right into the sinking sand and pulling her out.
Yeah.
How many times is that rope going to snap, too?
I don't know. I think the priest is a movie fan because he went all like Indiana Jones in the room before that. And, you know, like step of faith or whatever.
He is the step of faith. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Anything else you wanted to mention, spoiler wise?
Those are your former champions, ladies and gentlemen, showing their skills in action.
That's right. I don't really have anything else. I just wanted to rant about some of that stuff specifically.
There's nothing really more that I can think of.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's part of me. There's part of me that's like, I don't quite understand how the end worked. Like, how enough people were in on it to convey that they went to a police station, or like, I wasn't quite understanding that fully.
That's what I was talking about with Minos's unlimited reach and wealth, that they can do all of that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I get, like, they could have recorded the news thing. Like, I get that, you know, they could just pre-record that or whatever. But, man, they are riding a lot on chance. you know, that Zoe's gonna burn the place down or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, it's, I don't know. It just, it falls apart when you really start to think about it, unfortunately.
It was at the beginning of this movie and at the end of this last movie, I was really like, maybe Zoe has a chance of bringing them down, you know, maybe Zoe can, you know, do it. At the end of this movie, I felt like if I was Zoe, I would just sit down and say, screw it. You know, yeah. I'm done.
Yeah.
So,
well, if you're Zoe at the end of this movie, you're already in a plane escape room.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would say, like, I'm not playing anymore. I'm just going to sit down, crash the plane.
Well, I did think that. I did think that at the beginning that, no, they don't really have the conversation of, we've all been through this before. We know how this works. We don't have to give them what they want. You know, just everybody just sit here. Yeah. Like, nobody really had that full conversation. But yeah, anyhow. Well, there you go. No. There's some spoiler talk for Tournament of Champions, Escape Room Tournament of Champions. We'll probably be back next week to spoil something, I imagine. If so, we'll see you then.
I imagine we'll have something to say about Old.
I imagine
it's
when you're
a
doing
Shyamalan movie.
And when you're doing M. Night, you might need a spoiler cast. You never know.
Yeah.
All right. We'll catch you then. Bye.
Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.